Accepting responsibility for your own fitness. By not working out, you push your body into a very unhealthy state. And in its kindness, it will not alert you to that. But it will be the same as keeping a racehorse locked up in a stable. For a long while, that horse will appear healthy, but its body will have long deteriorated. And you won't notice your state either, unless you try to pick something heavy up, or maybe fall from a couple of stairs, or have an urgent reason to run some distance. Then you will see it, how bad it is, how ill you feel. How your body worked hard to protect you from feeling all the damage that your lifestyle has caused. It is not all your fault. The world will threaten you into early death by means of overwork, with isolation, hunger, homelessness, and ridicule. It is like this because schools are not working and nobody's getting a real education. And the system without effective foundation is just an easy to manipulate fantasy. Someday, when schools are correctly repaired, threatening human beings into servitude will come to an instant end. Then we will return here to wellness, fitness, and extending our longevity with simple, though powerful, exercise. Until then, you will be threatened away from being fit, because that only gets in everybody's way, as it only really helps you, just you. Just like you must accept the responsibility for your own self-education, you must also accept the responsibility for taking care of your health and your fitness. You will have to inconvenience your boss and become a thorn in their latest profit maximization scheme. You will have to put your health first and understand that those who don't like that idea are just killing you to make a buck. Let me show you what that looks like in real life, how smoothly it operates, and how swift the ending. Back when I was just beginning to become more athletic, I got stopped by a rotund man with an excellent sense of humor. In his wisdom, he was bicycling to work, and I was headed for a 20-mile-long bicycling adventure away from it. He stopped me and, gesturing, asked, "How do you do it?" He meant, how are you transforming your body back to undo the damage? Because just bicycling to work was not enough for him to notice any change. And knowing that this is a matter of life and death, I flat out told him, "You have to quit your job." He, of course, thought about his family and said, smiling, "I cannot do that." I meant many things with my answer, and he knew that. I meant start a business, learn programming or art, become a trainer even. But he scanned all that in his mind and knew that it would take too long to build all that out to be stable and reliable. Before he bicycled away, the matter of sequence flickered in his mind. But choosing to live life first is always the correct choice. He did not do things out of sequence, and he didn't cut himself off from anything. The words, "I cannot do that," hung in the air for a goody long while. He was already long gone. Though, as you can imagine, by the time he arrived at work, he knew that he needed his doctor's help and his family's support, that the bike will need to be soon replaced with walking and then jogging, rain or snow, and that his life is going to become permanently more difficult. More difficult than if he just gave up and accepted his early death from obesity and related complications. He likely already wondered, and countless times, how every one of those donuts that he has enjoyed will now have to be ripped out of his body, with hard days and numbing pain. There's even a more frightening thought than that. I think he already noticed that there are no obese elderly. I think that was part of what put him on that bicycle seat in the first place. Having said all those gloomy things, know that there is good news. That our bodies are amazing when it comes to healing. More than that, they excel at gradually building up endurance to make us stronger and faster. Endurance is actually one of our major superpowers, like navigation, or language, or creativity, or highly abstract thinking. Even our pain threshold is magnificently adjustable. You are likely going to overestimate your pain time and again. For example, you may put on woolen socks to keep your feet ready to jog. But long before you notice, that jogging pain will not be there anymore. You will find yourself wearing all kinds of belts and protectors, socks and fancy hats for aches that have long passed and are not going to return at all. Though your body will never adapt as fast as you want it to, know that it will fight for you as fast as it can. Though you too have to fight for it, and make sure that your health is first and foremost by pushing away all that is frightening you into overwork or overeating. So as long as you protect your body, it will keep healing, developing, and gaining endurance. It will eventually catch up to where you need it to be, and without letting you down.